Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ed Bouchette joined me yesterday, and I asked Ed, if you were there, what would be the first question you asked Rodgers? And Ed pretty much said, hey, you old fart, what makes you want to keep playing football? Why are you still doing this? Why didn't you just pack it in, take your Lombardi and your four MVPs, and just call it a career? And I said back to him, I think he won't necessarily answer it this way, but he doesn't want the last image of him in a football uniform to be that disaster that it was in New York last year. I think if things had gone better there, he might be done at 41 years old.
See, I'm a bad... This is why I would be a terrible reporter, and maybe some people think I'm a terrible interviewer in this position.
Why are you starting by putting yourself down here?
Because I feel like I don't think he would answer this question because it's too inflammatory. My serious question, what I would ask is, Aaron, this team's offenses have struggled to significant degrees, specifically since Ben Roethlisberger left under Mike Tomlin's stewardship as head coach. What makes you confident that a Mike Tomlin-led team can, you know, perform at a high level offensively, given his influence on the operation? I don't think he'd answer that. I think Coach Tomlin's the best, blah, blah, blah. I think he would toe the company line there. But I would really want to know why. Aaron's, we all agree he's a little off kilter. I think he's a pretty smart guy. I do. So he's not ignorant of the fact that they have taken the handcuffs out for Russell Wilson after he started turning the ball over a little bit. He cannot possibly be ignorant of how Mike Tomlin has generally held back or wanted conservative offense. So I would want to know why, what would attract him to a place where the offense has been by design very conservative. Maybe that's a cleaner way to ask it.
He won't get that question today.
That's a fair question?
Sure, it's going to be a love fest. How was your first day? What made you sign here? He's not going to get any hard-hitting questions. All of these Steelers media members are trying to make a good first impression with him. No one wants to be the a-hole or the bad guy who rocks the boat today. They're going to be around this guy all summer and all season, and he hasn't done anything wrong yet. The only thing you could ask him that's fair, I think, like that, you know, he couldn't say, wow, you're really like trying to nail me to the cross here, is what made you sign now and not in time for OTAs? You know, something about like how he felt about missing, or why he felt it was okay to miss those.
Or why he didn't sign early enough. You say this yesterday so that they can maybe try to make other moves?
Right. Yeah, like it? Saving that money, like, oh my God, they got him for only $13 million. What a bargain. Okay, so what are the Steelers going to do in terms of making this year's team better with that extra money? They can't. All the good players are signed.
But
there's nobody left out there.
But one of them can be traded for, and his name is Alan Lazard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your guy, Scary Terry, who's back in the news.
He still wants a new deal. Yeah. The Onion has sounded off with an Aaron Rodgers story. Satirical newspaper, The Onion, Pony.
What did they go with?
Headlines are always the best there. Aaron Rodgers purchases lavish Pittsburgh area bunker. Apparently, they've got him as a doomsday prepper now. And cite the bunker's convenient location near Acrisure Stadium.
I've had a few people send me messages of the house he either bought or is renting. And I'm not going to post
success.
It, but I was surprised by the location of it.
Wilmerding?
Put it that way. Yeah.
Vandergrift?
It's just not as close to the facilities and the stadium as I thought it would be.
Would you like to tell us a direction?
South.
Near it's, you?
Yeah, actually closer, way closer to me than I thought it would be, than I thought he would be.
Maybe he wants to be near Pittsburgh's biggest newsbreaker. Maybe he wants to strike up a friendship, perhaps based around
but
golf.
In all serious though, in all seriousness though, why would he want to go super south?
I don't know, just likes the house or likes the area.
He's going to be here for, like, I would think the he
golf
would go.
The golf club he is reportedly a member of now.
And what one is that?
I feel like I'm not supposed to say that one either.
Why not?
Because I feel like that's still not public knowledge, but there's a very prominent golf club that is more south
of
the
city. Well,
wait
a minute. Why can't you break that news?
I mean, I could.
So what's keeping you from doing it?
I mean, an invite to that club, maybe.
Do you really think that it's going to hinge on that? I know someone else who played that golf course, and I'm shocked he isn't banned for life based on what happened.
That's true. I mean, I've heard it's Neville Wood for him.
Oh, okay. Because there wasn't, speculation about that already.
Well, you're saying I'm breaking it like it would be. I'm trying to couch it as that's what I've heard. Now, I don't have a
He's living in Neville Wood.
No, but a house in the South Hills would be by definition closer to Neville Wood than houses in other parts of the city.
I just thought he'd go the Russell Wilson route and live at like the Fairmont or something and just have an easy commute.
Maybe he likes having a set of keys and, a garage door opener.
A garage door opener.
Just the comfort.
The feeling of being able to hit a button and watching the garage door go up and down.
He probably is a manual garage door opener guy. They run on you can run them off of your phone now. They run on 5G. He wouldn't want that.
No, because he doesn't even do the AirPods thing.
That is the fun. That's the first thing I noticed about all those paparazzi shots is he's got the wired earbuds.
Somebody should ask him that, just at the end of it. Just say, hey,
why
Aaron.
Why does he like taking
calls? Just out of curiosity, why no AirPods?
Why does he like taking calls from the coordinator in his helmet? I know that's probably a radio signal, you'd say, but there might be 5G technology that's
why
getting integrated
no AirPods?
Into that.
So the video's out of this practice. It is super surreal to see Aaron Rodgers in a number 8 Steelers jersey.
Will he have a better number 8 Steelers quarterback career than Tommy Maddox, yes or no?
No, because Maddox won one of the most epic playoff games in Steelers history.
And probably should have won another one.
And I don't think this team is coming anywhere or anything close to that. So no, he won't. I don't really foresee a season where Rodgers goes off and everything else around him is crap.
That would be hard to imagine. Yeah, he throws 40 touchdowns and they go 8-9.
And I don't think he's going to be here beyond this year. So no, I don't think he's going to have a better Steelers career than Tommy Maddox. Do you, Donnie?
Let's see. Maddox, I was looking earlier, 42 touchdowns for old Tommy Gunn.
Threw a lot of picks.
40 picks. He was a gunslinger.
Those two big years, it was 36 touchdowns to 33 picks. He was Jameis before Jameis, baby.
They didn't call him Tommy Gunn for nothing. I mean, it is wild to think that beyond a Joe Nedney acting job for the ages, the Steelers would have been in the AFC Championship with him at quarterback. What an era.
You haven't answered the question yet.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I don't think they would actually reach those same heights. I don't think they'd get to the divisional
round.
So it's
Tommy Gunn, baby.
So are you saying Tommy Maddox will have a better Steelers career than Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, he also played here for 5 years.
He was the man for two, basically. And he helped get Ben Roethlisberger here, which could be Rodgers. If Rodgers has a horrible year and they get the quarterback they need next year, he'll have had a great career here.
I agree with that.
Countryman.
And I think that is what's going to happen.
Yep. Countryman on YouTube comments, which is, by the way, if you're normally an app user, we've got an app outage. Go to YouTube and watch the show that way. Listen to the show that way. You can see our pretty faces. Countryman has offered a wired earbuds take, boys. They sound better and more balanced. Wired inner ear are more expensive and harder to find because of the good quality of sound.
I think the best, I mean, the best sort of headphones are like the ones that we have where like they cover most of the ear, whether they're wired or not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.